Welcome to the Plant Centered and Thriving Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Kitchens. I'm a plant-based registered dietitian and virtual nutrition mentor. I was raised on an Angus cattle farm, grew up with a lot of GI issues, and used the power of plant-based eating to promote healing. Here you'll find inspiration, ideas, and encouragement for your own plant-based journey. I'm so thrilled you're here today. Let's get started. Welcome to the show, Plant Centered listener. My name is Ashley and I am your host today. And today I have a story for you, a story from Mandy, whose dad was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease about 20 years ago. And this set her on a trajectory of completely changing her diet and lifestyle. Mandy says, I have never felt better. She started reading and learning about food and animal cruelty when her father was diagnosed. And the more she discovered about the realities of our food and what we put into our bodies, the more she felt repulsed by what she calls prior ignorance. Once she started to learn, she says she could never go back to eating meat or dairy products. And now she's 53 years old and she is, knock on wood, in amazing health. Mandy is involved in a lot of things. One thing I wanted to highlight is that she tastes and reviews vegan foods for a local woman who writes for Veg News, which is a very popular vegan magazine. Well, please join me in welcoming Mandy to the show. Mandy, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you.
I'm so excited to be here.
Before we get into your story, I'm curious just to kind of like let me, the listener, know a little bit about you, what you do, kind of like on a day-to-day basis.
So I'm a teacher and I'm working as an education mentor for Montclair State University right now. Basically, what I do is I go into classrooms and I mentor student teachers who are working hard and studying and training to become full-time classroom teachers.
Oh, neat. Wow. Yeah. So you kind of help them like kind of transition into that role.
Yes. I'm a mother. I have two children and I'm happily married. My kids are 21. I have a son who's 21 and my daughter is 24. I play pickleball. I play mahjong. I'm in the process of learning canasta. Yeah. And I have a puppy too. So I love to spend time walking her.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Yeah. So. That's like the one thing nice about having, I just actually got back from a walk with my dog is like, I'm walking every single day because if we don't walk, then things get a little crazy in the household. So it's nice. It's a good excuse to get outside and get some sunshine.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I would love for you to kind of take us back to how your vegan journey started.
So my father, who passed away about 4 years ago, was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease about 20 years ago. Once he was diagnosed, I saw what was going on with him. And I did a lot of research because I didn't want to end up in the same boat. So I started reading and it was different at that time. You know, the online resources were very limited. They're not what they are today. And I actually read a lot of books and somebody gave me the book Skinny Bitch and it's posed as a diet book. And I read it and I'm like, okay. So that actually encouraged me to read Vegan Freak, which is very interesting. It's actually, it explains things about the vegan lifestyle, health, just in general, all things about being vegan. So after I read that, you know, the more I learned, the more I couldn't unknow. Because once I learned about what happens, you know, factory farming, animal cruelty, all of the things that we're taking into our bodies, the more I learned about that, I couldn't unlearn it. So I just decided myself that I had to do this and do the best thing for my microbiome, my gut, and my, whoever knew that neurological illnesses like Parkinson's were equated and related to your gut. So once I learned that, you know, I couldn't unlearn it. So that basically inspired me to take it all on. And once I started, I couldn't stop. So for 18 and a half years, I've been vegan and plant-based.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this was what really sparked it was your dad being diagnosed like 20 years ago, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, like I would Google, why did this happen? You know, why does this happen? How does this happen? and how can I prevent it? And, you know, it's so limited because it's not all out there. So you have to sort of do your own research and find things out on your own to then do what's best for you.
Yeah. And we have to remember too, this was like the early 2000s, like 2004, 2006. And so there wasn't a lot of information online, but you got access to Skinny Bitch and then Vegan Freak. And it sounds like that really sort of helped get things started for you.
Yeah. And it was more the books, because at that time, the podcasts and the videos, like, it was not what it is today. And my technology, like, it just wasn't. So, and thank God today that there are people like you. And you put it out there and you're there to support everybody who's interested in this and wants to learn about it, because that wasn't there for me, at least at that time. So I had to be my own advocate.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So how did that transition go, especially, oh my goodness, 18 years ago? I mean, how was that?
Yeah. So basically, at first, I was eating a lot of like vegan processed junk food, I'd say, during the transition. And then I started incorporating more whole foods, and I've always loved fruits and vegetables. My parents brought me up. We had a vegetable garden. So, you know, what they did, it was interesting. Before dinner, my mom would always, you know, go out, pick things from the garden and put it out on the table like a crudité. And we were so hungry for dinner. But while we were preparing for dinner and setting the table, you know, the vegetables were there. And so we ate them because we were hungry. And I think because of that, I learned to really love vegetables. So they really did me a huge favor in that way. And they always promoted healthy eating. There was always, you know, meat and things like that. And nobody was vegetarian or vegan, of course. But at least there was the incorporation of vegetables. So I learned to love them. But anyway, so at first I was okay. I loved all those vegetables and that was a good thing. But then even though I did my reading, I skipped out on the vitamin B12 and I wasn't feeling myself. So once I started the vitamin B12, that really helped me. And I have to tell you, I have not felt better. I feel like I don't have to obviously be on a diet. And there's so many people my age who are dieting and, you know, rigorous exercise plans and just being, you know, I'm very active in general just because I am. I never have to think about what I'm putting in my mouth because it's healthy because it's vegan.
And it sounds like it's making you feel good too. So there's like no question about it.
Yeah. And you know, at first when I did go vegan, as far as like family holiday dinners were concerned, that was a little bit of an issue because, you know, it was like almost like coming out to my family, you know, I'm eating this way now, I'm doing this for me. You know, I took something that was like such a negative, like Parkinson's and the devastation it brought us. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to use this to empower myself and to do something that's good for me. And, you know, maybe it'll catch on to other people in my family and I can spread the vegan love and that kind of thing. yeah, so I'm like, you know, this is what I eat. This is what I'm not eating. And I try to think of it as like anything from a mother, I will not eat. So I try to put it that way so other people, you know, family members understand. My sister, her name is Felice. She's amazing with things. She prepares food for me, like at family events. When it's at her house, she'll marinate tofu and grill it and do veggies. Other family events, it was hard because people didn't understand. And they would do, you know, green beans and potatoes, and they only have a little bit of butter. Well, I'm not eating butter. So there's only a little bit of Parmesan cheese. Well, I'm not eating cheese. So I've learned to do my own thing and bring crudité for everyone, veggies and hummus. And then I'll usually do like a bean and barley dish or something that's like a cold salad dish that can serve as my main meal. And then I don't have to worry about it, you know, and I've heard your episodes, the planning and the preparing and that kind of thing. That's the way to do it. Because by doing that, you know, you don't go hungry. And you know what? It's also nice. Like when you bring your own dish, everybody else tastes it. And if somebody else likes it, hey, this isn't bad. Yeah, well, that's something you can incorporate into your own diet now. And it's healthy. So
yep, absolutely. That planning piece is so important and kind of spreading the plant-based love. And I think too, that is such a parent hack if you have kids to set out the vegetables beforehand. This is actually something we learned in school. setting them out while you're preparing dinner can make a huge difference. If they are hungry, they'll kind of like, you know, pick at it, maybe take a few bites. And then eventually, like you're talking about, you're just, you know, eating all the vegetables that are prepped and out on the table before dinner even starts, which is amazing. So I love that. Mandy, how did your research and your diet lifestyle change affect, because you did this because your dad was diagnosed with Parkinson's. How did that impact your dad and like what he ended up doing with his lifestyle?
It's interesting. His lifestyle and his diet sort of remained the same as it was. You know, when you have Parkinson's, it's hard to chew and process foods. So basically what I would do on my behalf is I would make him soups. And I would do like lentil, because for me, lentil's high in protein. It's easy to digest as long as it's cooked the right way and cooked well. I would emulsify. I'm big on emulsifying soups because I think it's easier to eat and it's easier to get down, especially if you have muscular swallowing issues. So I would help prepare foods for him like that. And you know what? As he became more sick, he couldn't process and eat the meat foods that he had eaten before.
I worked in nursing homes for 16 years, and we'll have some incredible residents that have Parkinson's, and we do have to make those changes with their meals so that they can make sure that they are getting their nutrition. So yeah, that definitely makes sense. Yeah. But it sounds like from a plant-based perspective, especially when you started out into 18 years ago, there wasn't maybe much change on your family's part.
No, it wasn't. And I would still get the questions, you know, and I, you know, are you getting enough protein? And I would just send them, you know, protein charts, like, you know, chickpeas have this much and these beans have this and lentils have this. And, you know, just so they can see, like, how can you even compare diets when a plant-based diet has everything that your body needs? So,
Yep. It's true. Yeah. So what kind of, like today, fast forwarding to now, like what does a typical sort of day week look like for you when it comes to nutrition and making sure that you're set up for the week and kind of just continuing to eat in a way that aligns with your values and your health goals?
So basically, I prepare my foods, sometimes meal prep ahead of time. I do some frozen vegetables, especially when they're not in season. They're great to add to soups, or if you're running low on your fresh vegetables, easy to pour into anything. Add a hummus or some kind of tahini sauce to it. And, you know, I'll do a lot of my own cooking with like soft tofu or even the firm if I put it in my blender and I get it the right way with some kind of garlic and seasoning. It's, you know, you can make your own pasta sauces, anything. To me, it's the same as anything else. It's just a plant alternative.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's just a little bit different than how we grew up and what we traditionally know here in the States. Like, it's just a little different. You just have to, once you start doing it, it actually becomes pretty easy.
Yeah. And you know what I found too, when I travel, because my husband and I like to travel a lot, I will actually, you can bring a certain amount of food with you in your suitcase, as long as it's packaged appropriately, as far as the airlines are concerned. And I'll bring, you know, packages of nuts. I've brought salads with me, like bag salads with me, and I'll bring a container. So I'll bring one on the plane, a container, and I'll eat that, you know, on my plane ride. And then I have salads that are packed in cooler bags. So I can just, I mean, during the day, I can just pour, you know, take the salad, put them into my container, and that's my lunch. And it's a healthy lunch or my dinner. And I just bring things with me. It takes some preparation, but you know what? I come home from vacation and I'm not, you know, 5 pounds overweight.
You're feeling healthy. Good.
I feel good. Yeah. So basically that's the way I've chosen to go. And it makes me happy. It makes me feel good.
Yeah. That's amazing. And I'm sure it helps your pickleball performance too.
Yes. It definitely does. At least I try. So yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's amazing. Well, I guess too, you know, when you go to, let's say like the doctor, and you do put that you have a family history of Parkinson's disease, is there any conversation around like what you're doing, how it impacts Parkinson's, or have you had any conversations like that with any medical professionals?
So I've spoken to medical professionals and, you know, I've been checked also because, you know, after he was diagnosed, I went to a neurologist and the neurologist was like, you're fine. You look great. You know, everything's good. And they test me. Doctors are actually very happy they seem like almost not to like sort of like put me off, like let me go when I'm like, you know, I'm a vegan. And they're like, oh, okay, you're fine. Sometimes if something is up or something is going on, it's hard to get their attention because I'm vegan. They're like, oh, okay, you're fine. Like, you're doing everything you can do. But, no. You know, it's just, you have to do your own research and think about your own body and what's good for your body. And by being plant-based, you're doing the best thing for your body in general. So then you have to fine tune those things and say, okay, so I'm going to cut down on the wheat and the alcohol, and I'm going to focus more on the quinoa and maybe the ashwagandha. Like, you know, you incorporate other things that, you know, work for you.
Yep. Yeah. And I think, you know, you are very far into your plant-based journey, which is incredible. I love meeting people who have are the OGs. And I like that because it's almost like a journey. It's like a step-by-step process. You know, you're doing one thing 1 year or even 1 month, 1 week, and then you learn something new or you do a little bit more research and it's like, oh, well, I'm going to like tweak this little thing. You know, I am going to scale back on alcohol, or, you know, maybe gluten is not making me feel good, or this one particular food, or I'm going to start supplementing with this. And I just love how it's sort of like the step-by-step process of the more you learn, the more you're able to adapt and adjust things so that you can feel your best self as you continue to age.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really important too. Like the research that you're doing. So you're listening to your body and you're listening to people like you on podcasts and your other guests and the advice that they give. And you're like, okay. So like to me, life is a process of learning. You know, I'm 53 years old and I'm learning every day. I learn in my profession. I learn, you know, my daily life. I learn from my kids, from my husband, from my best friend who is also a vegan. So it's really, So it's really nice that we have that and we have that connection. You know, our girls' weekends are just that more fun and exciting, and we eat that much more because we bring our own snacks and then we go out to eat and, you know, we're ordering together. So.
Oh, that's so lovely. Anyone who has a vegan friend in person can totally relate to that. Just how nice it is to be able to eat a similar way, like want to go to the same restaurants, and there not to be an issue with that. So I just think that's wonderful.
Yeah. It's a godsend. So yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you had mentioned B12 supplementation. Are there any other supplements that you take that you really just for you personally really enjoy?
I do B12. I also do a probiotic, and I actually switched it to a woman's probiotic. It's strong. I do ashwagandha, echinacea. I do a lot of tinctures. I do a magnesium tincture also. And I find that that helps with when you get a little older, sometimes you get some cramps, you know, if you're not staying hydrated enough. Hydration is huge. And I think, you know, throughout the day, it's hard to remember, you know, I have to drink, I have to make sure I have my magnesium and my electrolytes. Those things are important. So I do those kind of supplements. Yeah, I'm huge on, I do omegas for my brain. I love my supplements.
Calcium,
my D, my K, that helps my calcium absorb, you know.
Yep, all the things. And yes, you need those electrolytes if you're out, especially this summer, playing pickleball and sweating all the time.
Yes. Yeah. Or, you know, you're helping your son move out of his college dorm, and it's an all day process, and doing those kind of things, it takes a lot out of you, and you have to rehydrate and you have to make sure you have your minerals. So
absolutely.
Personally, like I think podcasts like your podcast is so inspiring, and that people who are thinking about going vegan should, you know, turn to things like your podcast and online information or people like you who share this, because I didn't have that. And I think it's so helpful for somebody who is thinking about going plant-based or even has, I mean, look, I've been vegan for 18 and a half, if not more years. And I'm like, I've been listening to you and I'm so inspired by what you do. I like want to cry because I think it's so amazing that you are here for people and people can, you know, binge listen, you know, and learn, because that's what it's all about. And I didn't have that.
Yeah.
So I think it's like such a gift that that nowadays with technology, hey, look what we can do now today with this podcast that we couldn't done like years ago.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, the fact that we can do that now is amazing. So for anybody who wants to consider becoming plant-based, this is the way to go.
Yeah, I could not agree more, because when I first started my plant-based journey, a couple years in, I ended up finding Rich Roll's podcast, and that got me through being plant-based. I mean, I would listen to him every single day because I had some episodes to catch up on, plus they're like 3 hours long.
Yeah.
And then just like you're saying, I end up going to a plant-based conference for the first time. I'd never been around that many vegan plant-based eaters in my life. And similar to what you're saying, though, I had this overwhelming emotion. I just started crying. I just was like, these are my people. I mean, it was so encouraging and inspiring. And to be surrounded by that, whether you're listening to a podcast or in person at an event, like there's just something about it that's so invigorating and it makes you want to just continue on this journey. So I could not agree more.
Oh my gosh. It's so inspirational. And you're right. It's almost like a spiritual connection that you have with other people who are vegan because like, oh, we're all in the same boat. We all go through the same things and like been there, done that, and we're doing it. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, for you, it's amazing how something like a diagnosis like Parkinson's disease really just changed. I know a lot of things with your family, but your trajectory really with your diet and lifestyle, and it's just really incredible. I do feel like you're a testament to taking something like this diagnosis and turning it into something to improve your life the best that you can. So I just really appreciate you sharing your story.
Yeah. And I appreciate you, you know, inviting me on here because it's so nice to be able to share this and this like personal journey with you and with your audience. And, you know, you can continue inspiring other people and you're there for other people. So people can look to you for guidance. You know, I didn't have that, but here you are. And I'm listening to you. I mean, I'm like, well, I've done this for 18 and a half years. I'm like, wow, I'm learning and, you know, I'm supported. And I'm inspired. And that's what it's all about. It's all about being inspired on the daily to keep up what we're doing and to learn and to grow and to, you know, maybe hopefully encourage others along the same journey.
Yep. Absolutely. I could not agree more. Yeah. And honestly, too, for you listening, you know, Mandy, we connected online and we talked about her story and it was a no-brainer for her to be on the podcast. So if you are listening to Mandy's story and you're like, oh, I have a story too that I could share, I would love for you to reach out like Mandy did. I mean, that's really all it took. And I'm so thankful that she's here. I'm so thankful we're having this conversation today. So again, Mandy, I really appreciate you and I'm so glad we connected online.
I am so glad too. I'm starstruck and this is such an amazing experience. I mean, this made my month. So
yay. Well, belated birthday present.
Best.
Yeah.
Well, so good. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you again. And for you listening, thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate you. And thank you for taking the time to listen to Mandy's story. If they do want to connect with you online, is there a good way for them to do that?
I am on Instagram, but I'm not that active. I'm more active on Facebook. You can private message me. So yeah, that would be a great way to connect. If I can inspire anyone or I'm here to answer any questions about whatever supplements that I take, you know, again, I'm not a doctor, I'm a teacher. So, but I'm experienced and I have 18 and a half years of it. So
there you go. Oh, that's amazing. Well, thank you again. It was so lovely chatting with you today and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. And thanks for all that you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much for listening to the Plant Centered and Thriving podcast today. If you found this episode inspiring, please share it with a friend or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally say thank you. Until next time, keep thriving.